Okay, now we're good. Anyway, so the Gemara says on Chafav Bun Aleph, Hahi Chamta Tahav Sneel La Kalta. There was a mother-in-law that despised her daughter-in-law. Amr-law, she said to her, the mother-in-law said, Zili Kashet B'mishcha De Farsama. Why don't you adorn yourself with some of this balsam oil? In other words, go apply some of the balsam oil to yourself. He says, Azla Ikashet, so she did that. Ki atat, when she came, Amrla zil itli shraga, go light a candle. And it was like she's walking along like with gasoline. It was like in Ephesus, she's like doused with gasoline. She says, "Oh, you smell wonderful. Now just go light a candle." He says, "Azla itli shraga." So she lights the candle. In pipanura v'achalta, she gets consumed by fire. But the idea is, it's just the story is like, you know, buttressing what we said yesterday, that the sari, or the balsam oil, is very, very flammable. All right, now, we're on line 8. Now, the Gemara, having brought up this issue about the balsam oil, it says, it quotes a pasuk from Sefer Yirmiyahu. So this is talking about the Chorban Bayis Rishon. At the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Nebuchadnezzar destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and he exiles the people. So the pasuk says, "Midalat ha'aretz hashir nivuzara adan rav tabachim lekormim liyogvim." Midalat ha'aretz means from the poor people of the land, he left people who would be kormim and yogvim. So we'll see. Kormim Rashi means gatherers, and yogvim comes from like a wine press. We'll see in a minute. He says, "Kormim tani rav Yosef." So rav Yosef taught in a brisa. Elu malakte afarsimon mingedi viad ramata. Those are the people who would collect the balsam from Ein Gedi. Ein Gedi, I think, is near the Dead Sea. Michael, fill us in. To Ramah. So I don't know, there could be more than one Ramah, but I think Ramah is in the center of the country. But the key is Yogvim. But the other element is Yogvim. Yogvim, we said it means like the people who, it comes from the word Yekev. It was the Gimel and the Kuf change. So Yekev is a wine press. So it says Yogvim, Elutzai de Chilazon, Mislamoshal Surbi and Haifa. Those are the people who capture the Chilazon. The Chilazon we know is the aquatic creatures used to make the Tchelet. So he says, Elutzai de Chilazon, Mislamot, Shotsur v'yad Haifa, and they gather the chilazon. Sulamot shotsur means the escarpment of Tyre. When Tyre is in Lebanon now, till Haifa. Haifa, we know where that is. So let's look at Rashi on that. It's a little somewhat timely. He says, one second. We'll do in the first very wide line, the last very wide line upstairs. Liogvim l'shon yikavim. Yikavim means a wine press. Sheotsrim. They'd like press and break open the chilazon. So the Rashi says, now Nebuzaradan, he works for Nebuchadnezzar, so he doesn't need chelet for tzitzis, right? He's not interested in tzitzis, but it's like Tyrian blue. It's the royal blue that the royalty would use that blue, so that's why he wanted it, and that's why he left them there. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts from anybody? Everybody good? Everybody good? Okay, moving on. All right. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Eimalikin betevel tamei b'chol, that we don't use, even during the week time, tevel tamei. Tevel is the untithed produce. Let's say I have oil, and it's untithed. I don't use that to light even during the week. He says, Ve'in Sarich Lamar B'Shabbat. So the idea is, Tevel is Asur Bahana. Tevel is prohibited Bahana, even to a Kohen. In other words, Tevel has got the Truma mixed in, it's got all the Maasro mixed in, it's untithed. But Tevel is prohibited even for a Kohen. So even if it's Tamei, I can't use it, and certainly if it's Tahora, I can't use it, and certainly on Shabbos, I can't. Kiyotze Bo, Eimalikim Beneft Lavan B'chol, that you can't use the white naphtha during the week. They ain't Sirich Lamar B'Shabbat, certainly not on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, V'shlema Neflavan V'neishu Av. So the Neflavan, it's too flammable. It'll burn down the whole house. So that's why you shouldn't use it. He says, Aval Tevel Tamei Ma'itama. What's the reason that I can't use Tevel Tamei? So we're on the 10th line on Chaf Vav and Aleph Meir, okay? So he says, so why can't I use the Tevel Tameh? So he says, Amar Kra, Bani Nidatatel Chamishmer Trumotai. So we had this Pasuk quoted earlier. It's Pasuk at the end of Korach. Hashem is speaking to the Kohanim. I have given over to you Mishmeret Trumotai, guardian, to be guardians, you should guard my Trumot, in the plural, my Trumot. B'shtei Trumot Achtum Daber, the Pasuk is speaking about two Trumot, Achat Trumot Tahora, Achat Trumot Tmeya. In other words, there are Dinim that apply to Trumot Tahora, and Dinim that apply to Trumot Tmeya. He says, Ma Trumot Tahora, Ein Lechaba, L'mshat Harama, but just like the Trumot Tahora, you're only entitled to benefit from the Truma once it's been separated out. In other words, even if you're a Kohen, you say, well, I'm a Kohen, so this Truma mixed in with this Tavua, I don't care, I'm a Kohen. It doesn't work that way. You're not allowed to benefit from, in this case, the oil, till the Truma has been separated out from it. He says, so, ma Truma Torah in l'chabar l'mashad haram v'elach, av Truma Temeya in l'chabar l'mashad haram v'elach. So too, by with respect to the Truma Temeya, you're not entitled to anything, only Mishas Harama. So the point, Harama means when you separate it out. So if I have Tevel, even if it's Tevel Tamei, and the Truma would normally be burnt if it's Tevel Tamei, but I can't use it, even if I'm a Kohen, I can't use it to light my candles on Shabbos. All right, any questions on anything we did? Everybody good? All right, let me go on. You know, I should have mentioned before with the Tchelet, I mean, it's you all know, but in the last 30 years, you know, so there are people in Eretz Israel have been pushing the Murex trunculus as like an aquatic creature, you know, and they've been advocating that that's the true tchelet. But Rav Shachter wears the tchelet, and some people wear it, and then other people don't. But I just thought I would, you know, mention it. So that's the tchelet he's talking about. Now,
Aaron, exactly where you are, Aaron, exactly.
We're on Shabbos Chafav 26A. 26A, Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, we're around three-fifths down the column, okay? All right, okay, got to mute yourself now, Ruth. Mute. Ruth, mute yourself. Mute yourself. Mute yourself. Ruth, mute yourself. Good. Okay, now, all right, what's the two dots? So Gufa, now earlier we Gemara cited, Rav Shimon Elazar Meir Eimad Lekim Betzari. Now Rav Shimon Elazar says, you're not allowed to light with balsam oil. That's the Shabbos candles. They can't light with balsam oil. He says, "V'chein ya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, sari ein l'sraf miyatzeich taf." Now, we said we can't light with sari. We gave two reasons why we can't light with sari. What I mentioned at the beginning of the daf. One is that there's a concern the person, it's so fragrant, the person may take some of the oil from the vessel and use it on Shabbos, in which case he or she would, most likely she, would be chaya for mechaber, because if I remove the oil, I remove some oil, I'm causing the candle to extinguish earlier. And secondly, we said it could burn down the house. So now, the one way of learning is, Rav Shimon Elazar is another reason. Shimon Elazar omer, tzarein ala sraf meyatzeik taf, that it's like a sap from the tree, and it doesn't burn so evenly. So if it doesn't burn so evenly, this is another concern, I might tilt the candle to get a better flame on a Friday night. So in essence, we have three reasons why we can't use the tzari to light the candles. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, kol yotze min ha'etze malikin bo. Rabbi Shmuel says, anything that comes from a tree, it means any sap or something similar to a sap, I can't use to light the candles. Again, because it doesn't give a good light. It doesn't go up evenly into the wick. Rabbi Shmuel ben Brok Omer, ein malikin al b'yotze min ha'pri. Shmuel ben Brok says, we only light with something which comes from, like, a fruit. In other words, something that comes, that we would use to light candles, but otherwise not. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Eim Alekim Elo B'Shemen Zayit B'Vad. Rabbi Tarfon says, we only use Shemen Zayit. Everybody agrees Shemen Zayit is superior, gives the best light. Rabbi Tarfon says, that's the only thing we light with. And I think I mentioned to you that there are some people who light their Shabbos candles with olive oil. So he says, Amad Rabbi Yochum and Nuri Araglav. So Rabbi Yochum and Nuri stood up and said, Va'amar, Mayasu an Shei Babel, Shein Lahem Ela Shemen Shemshmin. What are the people in Babylonia? You say you can only light with olive oil. But in Babylonia, well, they have a sesame oil. So what are you going to say to them? You're up a creek? Mayasu an Shei Madai, Shein Lahem Ela Shemen Egozim. What about the people in Madai, in Media? I think it's a place in Asia Minor. They only have nut oil. And the people in Alexandria, they only have radish oil. He says, and the people in Kapotkia, I think they usually say it's Cappadocia, which is a place in Asia Minor, they only have naphtha. So this is Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you can, unless the Chachamim said don't light with it, like we learned in the Mishnah, let's say with Chalev, I can't use Chalev to light the candle, right? I can't lose, what happened to my picture? Oh, everybody got frozen here. One second. Sorry, I don't know. Are you able to hear me? Oh, bad news. Bad news. Got frozen out here. 1 minute.
Malka tried to get on. She got an invalid something or other.
Oh, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the problem is. And I can't see everybody too clearly. Is everybody able to hear me? Unmute yourselves if you can hear me. Michael, can you hear me?
You're fine.
You're fine? Okay. So
you're hearing is fine. Okay. The volume is good.
Okay, because the video isn't working out so well. All right, let me go on. Now,
Eric?
Yeah?
You asked if we can hear you. If the sound could be clear, is there anything you could do to project a little bit?
Okay,
the sound is very muffled.
Okay, 1 second. Here's what I'm going to do with the sound.
All right.
Let me see. I can't even...
I hear you very clearly.
1 second.
Okay.
Say what?
Yeah.
1 second.
I hear you and see you very clearly.
All right. I can't adjust the sound.
Okay, I'll make do.
All right. Thank you. All right. So the Gemara says, so again, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says...
I can't hear you. I can't hear you, but I'll stay for a little while.
Okay.
Now we don't hear you.
Now you don't hear
Not
me.
At all.
All right. Let me get off and I'll come back on again.
Nope.
Okay?
We can see you. We don't hear you.
All right. 1 second.
You can be a lip reader.
1 second. I don't know what's going on with this. I can't even get with my mouse.
You did something.
I didn't mean to do anything. 1 second. 1 second. All right, I can't
control. I was going to flush out my ears.
Oh.
No.
1 second, 1 second.
I could tell you a joke in the meantime.
Right, 1 second, 1 second.
That's good.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Seth, can you hear me, Seth? Seth, can you hear me?
Your phone can ring, too.
Seth, can you hear me, Seth? Seth? I don't know what to do. All right, I'm going to...
Mayor, how's Saul doing?
I'll tell you, you know something? I think coming to Daf Yomi and reporting to people every day, I'm realizing the real frustration of being a family member of a patron in the ICU.
Yeah.
I didn't realize when the reverse, when I'm saying things are getting better, things are this, and now we're thinking, counting the frustration of trying to get someone off a ventilator, and you're realizing the time, it's 14 days, it's almost 15 days, and I'm getting frustrated.
All right,
Baruch Hashem, everything is in the right place, everything's going in the right place.
Okay, listen.
And,
are the settings very low?
Okay, can anybody...
The settings are ready for everything. The problem now is just the body being doused with 14 days of fentanyl and propofol and procrinone, you know, all the paralytics and everything.
Aesthetics, right.
So he's just not waking up right.
Okay, listen.
Listen, that's also age, and it's just that the patient.
I know. That's usually my line.
All right.
That's exactly what I mean.
All right,
I have a new appreciation of what it's like to be on the other side.
Can you hear me? Who can hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Tomorrow
at
8 a.m., Jenny, my daughter,